You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
If you went for a COVID-19 PCR test at a Lancet or an Ampath lab today, you probably would have paid about 500 rand for the test as opposed to 850 rand before the announcement was made by the Competition Commission yesterday that it had reached an agreement with these two labs to drop the prices of COVID-19 PCR tests. And the prices have fallen by around 42% as a result of this deal. But to discuss all the action that the CompCom is taking to make COVID-19 testing cheaper and more accessible, I'm joined by James Hodge, the Chief Economist at the Competition Commission. James, thanks once again for your time. First of all, remind us how we arrived at 850 Rand for a PCR test to begin with.
Maybe before I quickly do that, Fifi, I should announce that we have reached a settlement with Pathcare as well. So hopefully from tomorrow, you'll also pay 500 Rand at Pathcare as well.
Wonderful.
So that is good news. But going back to your question, at the beginning of the pandemic, the prices for COVID testing were anywhere from 1,000 to, I think, 1,500. And the Department of Health requested that we grant an exemption to allow a negotiation to bring that price down. And that negotiation resulted in the 850 price. And that may have been a good price at that stage. You know, volumes were quite low and everything was quite new. So I think the number of supplies of test kits and the like would have been more limited. But it is that over time, the cost of those test kits has come down. The volumes have been exploding in terms of testing and surveys, with volume scale economies for the pathology labs. And that's what slowly reduced the costs over time, but that price never moved. And that's why we ended up with a big gap and the need to intervene.
Mm. On the announcement of Pathcare, though, which up until I believe perhaps this afternoon or today was not part of the agreement to lower the prices by 42%, what finally got the deal with them over the line?
Well, I think they're faced with the reality that their two biggest competitors have dropped to 500 Rand. The public now know what the proper cost of testing should be. And so they were going to have to reduce anyway. And the fact is, if you don't reach agreement, you then are exposed to a potential litigation where they could be paying a fine of up to 10% of turnover and a definitive decision of excessive pricing against them, which third parties could use to go and claim. So it looks rather bleak when you face with that prospect. And that's why I think they did the sensible thing and joined and brought about an immediate reduction of a good price cut.
And just from the work that you have done as the Competition Commission so far, are you able to give us a breakdown of this current or of the former 850 Rand in terms of how much of that was costs and how much was profit?
Well, look, I think, as we've sort of indicated, 500 now is the right price. So if you had to say last week is 350 Rand excess, probably about 300 when you take it on an expat basis. So that what we would say the difference has been now, that has obviously slowly increased over time, as I indicated, as prices came down. But the price of test kits, there's a variety of kits in the market, but you've basically got your test kit reagents, I think they call them, and some of your swabs and PPE for taking the sample. That's one cost. You've got your lab cost, which is a second cost, and then lastly, you've got your collection. But those costs can vary depending on what test you're doing and also the situation. In the hospital, you're not necessarily collecting and transporting a sample somewhere else. You're doing it on site. So national labs that have a variety of that sort of testing look at an average price when they want to, or an average cost when they look at setting a national price.
But at this 500 Rand, are these labs still making profit?
Yeah, on our estimation, they are. you know, we want to ensure, obviously, that testing also continues. And so it's important that they are allowed to make some profit. Obviously, you know, I think one is in the settlement discussion able to dig deeper, but their costs should continue to fall. And that's why we've also built in a provision to examine their costs and have them report on their costs every quarter.
Mm. Usually when you have more time and you've conducted all the research, what ends up happening if you find that companies were charging excessively for their product is that I believe there's a fine that is laid on these companies as a result of their excessive pricing and the benefit that has accrued to them over this period of time. In this case, no fines are involved. Can you just explain to us why?
Sure. So from the time the complaint was made, it's been 2 months to reach a settlement. Now, if we were to litigate, we'd probably be looking at least another year to get it through the courts, through appeals, could be even longer. And because the fine of up to 10% of turnover is on the line, the sort of respondents are going to litigate hard. And so you're faced with this trade-off whenever you look at a settlement. You know, there's uncertainties as to how long it will take, how deep the cut will be, whether you'll be successful versus getting an immediate cut now. So in our judgment, getting the immediate cut now was important, given the fourth wave, given the high transmissibility of this Omicron variant, and given the fact that we're probably going to go to a fifth and sixth wave, and testing is going to be an important part of the travel industry, which we're trying to revive. So it's not necessarily a decision everyone will agree with. We don't mind saying that. It's a pragmatic decision which we think is ultimately in the best interest of consumers and the economy.
Mm. And then I know you're working on the price of other tests. When can we expect a pronouncement from the Competition Commission on the agreement reached there?
Well, we haven't actually formally initiated. We've had talks with the Department of Health because they've expressed some concern over the antigen test. So that may be something we look at, but we would still have to initiate a complaint or have a formal complaint laid. And so
Is that the test for 350 Rand at most places?
Yeah, and I think people are starting to say it should be much lower than that, but it does give you a result in 15 minutes. And as I understand, you know, is clearly accurate if you're at a high sort of transmissibility or phase of your infection. So that we also think should be used more anyway. You know, one way to bring pressure on PCR tests is also to present alternative tests. Mm. And so I think if those become more frequent as they have in other countries, then we need to make sure that the price point is low enough. They're not being used extensively at the moment. But we will, you know, certainly if there's a concern from the Department of Health and a complaint lodged, then we will obviously look at that in much more detail.
All right, James, thanks so much for that update. We'll leave it there. James Hodge, the Chief Economist at the Competition Commission.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.